When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, could another free agent be heading to AEW?
Jericho is locked in with AEW for another 2 years.
I'll bring you the updated AEW Revolution card after last night's Dynamite.
And another reason that Cody Rhodes left AEW.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. So let's talk the day after we did the news that AEW were calming down on signing new people. Talk about the news that they could be signing another free agent. This is according to Fightful Select. No crap. Just Sapp. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. Revealing that AEW personnel have been talking a lot about signing the brilliant Buddy Matthews. You may know him as Buddy Murphy off of WWE. This is an idea that they've had quite a few times and they've attempted a few times. I assume previously maybe the pandemic's caused issues, what with him being bloody Australian. But yes, he is apparently heading to All Elite Wrestling. They'd discussed this, I believe last summer was the last time they approached this subject. But regardless, he was obviously released as part of the budget cuts. This was sort of original budget cuts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like June 2021. Around that time, AEW were like, yeah, we should probably pick that guy up. He's really talented. It didn't actually come to fruition. Then again, in January this year, the talk sort of began and it appears that he could well be heading to AEW. I believe he was even alluded to on the House of Black promo we got on last night's Dynamite. He's been able to work wherever he fancies since September with that no-compete clause. He also worked Kazuchika Okada at New Japan's Battle in the Valley in November in what's probably his most standout match following WWE. He's a brilliantly talented wrestler. Would you like to see him in AEW, Phil?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird, this one, but because they definitely have a Kenny Omega at home.
Yes.
I joke. No, I think this has been one that, like, it's been on the cards for a really long time. I think everyone kind of expected him to just float on over to AEW when he got released on the first round. But yeah, obviously things have never quite figured out. Things haven't fallen into place. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of time goes by and they sign a lot more, much bigger names, no offense, Buddy Matthews. And then, like, his sort of place and time feels like it might have passed in a way of the time when they could have fully, like, taken advantage of
it. Him. Feels, don't take this the wrong way, it feels in a similar vein to the Tony Nese signing. This.
Yes, it does.
Brilliantly talented, but the day after that you say, we probably need to calm things down a bit now. They've got a huge bloated roster.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you reconsider. But then again, it's Buddy Murphy. Like, I always thought WWE didn't utilise him the best. And I suppose you might get a 2-for-1 deal, because I'm sure he'll probably bring Rey Mysterio's daughter with him.
It's true.
They're a thing in real life, right?
Definitely still dating.
That wasn't just a weird storyline.
Well, they never broke up on TV.
No, so exactly.
They're probably married and have kids now, and that's why they've been up. But it will be an interesting one to see what they do with him and whether he can separate himself enough to not get lost in the shuffle, because I think that must be quite a hard thing to do in AEW at the moment.
Yeah, although I will say, him being brought in and, let's just say, shoved straight into a TNT championship match with Sammy Guevara, yes please, that's a main event waiting to happen.
There's a lot of really good matches.
And, you know, 205 Live is unfortunately no more, but they could arguably have the two real stars of that show, the best main event they probably ever had on there.
Yeah.
If WWE let Mustafa Ali go, just have them fight each other, him and Buddy Murphy, forever.
Do it right.
They're great. I'd be intrigued to see, if Murphy can break out, you know, go through the glass ceiling, grab the brass ring, whatever metaphor you want to use, for just elevating himself. Because I always thought in-ring he was brilliant. I just didn't really see a lot of him aside from dating Rey Mysterio's daughter in terms of storylines.
Yeah, he was never given the chance. And if anyone's going to be given a chance, it's in AEW. That's generally where they give these things. But speaking of AEW, someone else who's been given a chance for another 2 years is Chris Jericho. Now, there's been a few sort of rumours and things going around about, like, with the breakup of the Inner Circle. And he did a tweet the other day because Kevin Owens changed his profile picture to, like, fifth anniversary of the...
Festival of Friendship,
and he just tweeted, I haven't forgotten Owens, you never know when you'll see me again. And he's putting out the little teasers and things, because it's Chris Jericho, is what he does. And so a lot of people thought, oh, maybe, like, WWE are obviously looking at AEW guys now. That initial 3-year deal of contracts that they signed back in 2019 is starting to come up now.
Jericho's trimmed down a bit, it's fair to say.
Yeah, maybe WWE move might be on the cards. Well, no, because Fightful Select, Sean Rossap is obviously reporting that while the initial 3-year deal is coming to an end, they have picked him up on an extension option for another 2 years. So he is stuck with AEW. I don't want to say stuck with AEW. He's in AEW.
He is sticking.
Yeah, he is staying with AEW at least through 2023. So we've got another big long run with Chris Jericho in AEW.
Yeah, you know what? I think if this story had come out, let's say, 4 weeks ago, I'd have been like, oh, more Chris Jericho in AEW is here. But he's really, you know, changed my opinion of him in recent weeks with the storyline with the Inner Circle and Santana Ortiz. For a while, I was like, oh, good, more Chris Jericho and Eddie Kingston stuff. He's just piggybacking off Kingston's success. But I think they've crafted that story really well. They obviously had the Inner Circle implosion on last night's Dynamite. Intrigued to see what he does next, because he's done title stuff. He's done stable stuff.
Yeah.
He's been face, he's been heel. Let us know what you would like to see him do next. Maybe a live Fozzy concert on AEW Dynamite. who knows? And if you want to know our thoughts on everything that went down on Dynamite, by the way, make sure you check out the What Culture Wrestling podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. And I'll bring you an update to the AEW Revolution card. It goes down 2 weeks on Sunday, I believe it is. It's really fast approaching. The 6th of March it will happen. And I believe we're doing a live stream for it.
Yes.
Yes, me and you.
Me and you.
Yeah, the Dream Team are doing the live stream. So do join us for that one. And we have our first few matches basically being confirmed. We already knew about the Face of the Revolution ladder match.
Yep.
Another name added to that now. So Keith Lee obviously qualified last week. Wardlow qualified on last night's Dynamite.
And beefy ladder match.
It's probably going to be Dante Martin because it's Dante Martin and ladders and stuff.
Yeah.
But imagine if Powerhouse Hobbs wins on Rampage on Friday. Whew. Three more men to qualify aside from the men I've just mentioned there. We're also getting a triple threat match for the AEW Tag Team titles. More than likely, including the Young Bucks and Red Dragon, considering how it's alluded to on last night's Dynamite against, of course, the champions Jurassic Express. But the big story from Dynamite last night, CM Punk chose the time and place, no surprise really, that he picked Revolution for his rematch with MJF and selected, as called, I will give him all the due he's deserved, as called weeks, if not months ago by Michael Sidgwick, a dog collar match. And quite the kinky dog collar that CM Punk pulled out on last night's show.
Yeah, just a bit. I am very much looking forward to this. If their last match is anything to go by, I think they can really pull off this kind of old school stipulation in a way that sort of mixes the new school with the old school and keeps it really entertaining. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Yeah, we don't need lots of matches on Revolution AEW.
Keep it short.
Like just
4 hours max. Maximum. Sort
of, they've teased, you know, obviously Cole and Hangman Page. Thunder Rosa may well be challenging Britt Baker for the title. We might even get Moxley and Danielson. Moxley responded to Danielson's offer on last night's Dynamite saying, I never really team up with someone unless I've bled with them. So that's probably going to happen, which is going to be nice. But yeah, AEW do have a tendency on their pay-per-views because they only come around four times a year to just go, all the matches! No, but it looks very, very good so far.
Quite late here in the UK.
And it'll be interesting.
And I want to get some sleep.
Yes, and it will be very interesting to see, Phil, if CM Punk can get a consolation. I mean, he's 2-0 down. So all it would be is just a nice, thanks for playing.
Well done. Still 2-1 though, isn't it?
MJF did not look happy about the dog collar match. But can't wait for that. 2 weeks on Sunday, AEW Revolution.
But sticking sort of with AEW, not really, because he's leaving. I've got another reason that Cody Rhodes is leaving AEW. Now, it's obviously, we reported yesterday that there was a lot of reports that money was a huge aspect of why he was leaving. Wade Keller even went as far to say that he wanted to be one of the top paid guys in AEW. And when Tony Khan looked at it and went, I don't think I can do that. That kind of caused friction, obviously. But Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso has come out saying there is another reason. It's not just the money. So obviously, when he started Cody Rhodes as an EVP right at the very beginning, he had a lot of power over creative and things like that. And he kind of thought, he saw him being a part of the booking team as kind of like an homage to his dad kind of thing. It was just a nice thing that kind of tied it all together. But when Tony Khan decided to kind of restructure creative at the end of 2019, when things were slipping a bit,
Creepers, we all know what we're talking about. Creepers, at the end of that dynamite.
Cody was kind of taken out of power a little bit, and he lost some of the creative control within the booking side of things, and that apparently caused some friction, and it's because it's a side of the things that he really, really wanted to be a part of, and losing the kind of control over the creative caused some friction, and then along with the money and things, it's just, it's a few things that have snowballed and built up to this kind of him leaving AEW.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by this. Like you say, money is obviously going to be one of the main factors, understandably, and I don't get when people get angry about, like, oh, this Bionna. No.
Yeah.
They put their bodies on the line. They make some money. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, for example.
They've got a short period they can do this. Make as much money as you possibly can. And if you really want some creative control, well, WWE is definitely the place.
Yes. It will be interesting to see if they do give him some, because he holds all the cards if they're trying to bring him in.
I think it's different with AEW and WWE, because WWE, you're going to know what to expect going in. You're not going to expect full creative control over everything, are you? Because you've got Vince McMahon there. But when he started AEW, like with the EVP position, he was probably promised more things that then got taken away from him.
I think situation. Through chatting to the Dudleys and Andy about this, as this situation's unfolded, I think they've speculated on something very similar, that it may well have been one of the contributing factors as well. Like you say, I think it was the right call from Tony Khan to sort of be like, this is all better if it goes through one person. Yeah. I think you can easily see how much AEW
improved. It's obviously
worked out, that. But understandable that Cody feels like, well, I came in here with one thing and now he comes telling me what to do and I don't like it as much. Very, very interested and intrigued to see where this Cody Rhodes story goes next. And in fact, myself and the Dudley Boys will be sitting down for a video podcast later on today to discuss all this and potentially pitch some arrivals for Cody Rhodes in WWE. So make sure you check that out a little bit later on today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, we want to get in touch with this first question today. It comes from Reese Hart, who says, with Michael Sidgwick accurately calling the dog collar match with Punk and MJF well in advance. Yes, indeed he did. And Wilborn never getting a prediction wrong. Thank you, Reese.
Never.
What is the accurate wrestling prediction you are most proud of in your career?
The one that springs to mind is I did kind of call The Undertaker's retirement.
Yeah.
I even called it at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
It all happened. It all went down that year. I called it.
Yeah.
So long as he doesn't come back, I've got it right.
Slight
issue. It's right for now.
Yeah.
He's not at Mania.
Yet.
Yet.
Slight issue. My prediction for this year is The Undertaker's coming back. I don't know if he's going to wrestle, but he's certainly...
God damn it, wrestling.
Basically that weird... You and I did the live stream for it with the weird midi.
Yes, for Survivor Series.
All the legends are in the ring. Boom, disappear. Here's Vince. Ah, let's do some electric. It was weird.
And weird. Why did they all leave?
Maybe it's less of a prediction, more of just a hope, because I feel like even if he just comes in and, I don't know, tombstones a fool or just comes out and acknowledges the fans, Yeah, he deserves a send-off in front of people and not video screens, in my opinion.
Yeah, and a weird electric ball thing.
Interesting fact as well, we did that, your take of prediction was on that video that we did about, like, ball dressing predictions for 2021,
yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, I don't know what year it is. but we have to obviously keep them pretty tight. Phil actually went on to say he's going to retire at Survivor Series. That's the last we see of him. And then he's going to introduce Pitbull in Saudi Arabia. But we had to cut that off, and we thought, well, no one cares about that bit. Miserable worldwide. His Lordship Dan Zimmerman brings us our second question of the day. He says, good morning, legend and king of the mic.
Oh,
he said
the magic
word.
There he goes.
Thanks, Dan. That's my favourite thing.
Don't give him excuses.
Are we taking wagers on whether or not Cody gets the dirty his father got and gets put in polka dots? Surely not. Come on.
I think there's a part of Cody that would kind of like to wrestle in polka dots.
Like his first match, I reckon he's just going to have like a little gimmick that maybe he tears off.
Oh, if he just has all his gimmicks and he starts with Stardust and then like takes a mask off and just goes, takes the mustache off, takes the mask off.
Smashes a polka dot throne.
Hey, there you go.
I think even WWE, and think of the ground this covers, aren't dumb enough to mug him off just because he used to go and work over there.
Yeah. They're obviously paying a lot of money for him.
That is literally cutting off your nose to spite your face, but then it's WWE, so maybe not straight away, Dan, but 12 months later?
Yeah, there's definitely
time. I think Sid was talking about this yesterday, I believe. I would not be surprised if Cody insists on that caveat that I think they offered to the Young Bucks about, like, if you don't like it, you can leave after, like, 3 months. He might be like, yeah, I know what you guys are like. I've got to tie myself down for like 3 years or whatever.
I need this contract without a get-out,
without a get-out clause. Final question today comes from Sean Acklin, who says, I don't think any commentator feels as alive about wrestling as Pat McAfee. More of him, please. Who's your current favourite wrestling commentator anywhere?
Anywhere, I would have to go with Taz.
Yes.
He's just really good fun.
Yambags.
And that botch from AW Dark the other day with Michael Nakazawa, where it's like just Taz is just corpsey going, what the hell was that? And you've also got to give props to Wade Barrett, your best friend, Wade Barrett.
I'm so happy that he's... NXT 2.0 is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that someday they'll realise... Oh, he's mint.
Yeah.
Let's get him on a pape. Let's get him on the main roster shows and stuff.
And of course, it was us that got him back into wrestling. So you're welcome.
You're welcome, Stu. I can call him Stu because he's one of my best friends. Also McAfee. I know he's a divisive figure, but I'd rather him than Corey Graves every day.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it was a very different SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
But the trade off was obviously he was doing Super Bowl stuff, but the trade off also was Brock Lesnar Hulk smashing a table on Pat McAfee's podcast. Also, did you notice the little tease that they had? Because he said, like, oh, you know, you pay $50 million, blah, 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 you can do it. And he said, oh, you're moving studios. We should smash this place up. That is a video I would watch, Pat. You want to get Brock Lesnar in and have him literally... What's the name of the character who runs through a wall? They're like, oh, yeah. Get him to do that. Let's move on to today's And Finally. And you do this, you'll probably get a shout out on the And Finally. Shout out to the brilliant Brandon Lewis, who took a couple of signs to last night's AEW Dynamite. Of course, a Simon Give This An Up sign and a sign for our wrestling podcast for myself and the Danny Boys. Thank you so much, Brandon, representing us on Dynamite and Rampage. We'll keep an eye out, see if we can spot you. But every time I see this, well, like I say, obviously most of the time it's Miller signs.
Yeah.
But it is mad to think that people do that and you go... Oh, like when Danielson made his debut, I think, and there's Michael Sidgwick happy birthday sign. Brilliant.
Love it. Absolutely love it. It's just mind-blowing whenever it happens. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Huge fan. That you take the time to do these, to draw them out and then take them. It's pretty great. Love it.
Thank you so much for that, Brandon. And let us know if you've done the same. We'll give you a mention on the news. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Let us know your thoughts on everything in the comments section below. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Like I say, busy day today. We're reviewing Dynamite. We're talking about Cody Rhodes. And we're probably, if we have time, squeezing in a preview ahead of Elimination Chamber this weekend. Speaking of Chamber, you can follow Phil Chambers on Twitter at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.